Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation's guest hotline, he is Mike Border. Good morning to you, Mike. This is not working. Now, good morning to you, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Rob. How are you, man?
Doing well, man. How are you?
I'm good, good, good.
And Mike, we were just discussing Mantolino's future, possible managerial selections to replace him if that's going to happen. What, you have any idea what might happen or what this team needs to go forward?
Yeah. Well, my thoughts are that I ended up kind of liking Mantolino the second half of the season. I think it was justifiable that, you know, initially everybody was just, you know, clamoring for a new manager. But listening to the players through the course of the season, the success the team had, how he got the most out of some new guys up there, kind of teaching them the right way to play the game, I think is really important, especially if this team is going to rely on their young guys so much. They need a voice they can trust, and I think that's what it's going to come down to, and that's why I believe that Mantolino is going to stay in that seat.
Mike, to add to your point, I heard a couple players have made it known to upper management that they want Mantolino in there.
Yeah, you know, well, listen, the heart and soul of this team is right on the infield. And Mantolino kind of brought these guys up, developing them along the way. If there are any players that trust the coach more, it's Mantolino. So, and I think the coaching staff worked well. Listen, you guys, think about this, what happened through the course of Manzolino's short tenure. Obviously taken over for Brandon Hyde, but then there was the sell-off. So every coach had to be on their toes as far as next guy up, teaching them the system. So the coaches had to be on the game. Mantolino had to direct these guys the right way, and they played over 500 baseball. There's a lot of positive stuff, I think, that happened. And, of course, you know, when the arms started getting healthier, you just saw more positive things. I mean, Trevor Rogers, you think about Beavers and, you know, some of the other young guys. So I don't know. I know the Orioles sucked all season long, but you look for the optimism and the positive parts because they're going to need that going into this offseason and obviously into 26.
Hey, Mike, Colton Cowser had an alarmingly awful year for a follow-up to a rookie season where I felt like he should have won Rookie of the Year over Luis Gil. But are you concerned at all about seeing this sophomore slump, or is it something you think he can work out of?
I'm very concerned because, you know, even, you know, his first year, he's just always, his whole career, shown incredible inconsistencies, you know, at the plate. Like for 2 weeks, he looks like, oh my gosh, this is the greatest player the Orioles have ever signed. And then he just disappears for a month. And it's those inconsistencies that are concerning. I think just his mechanics could use some adjusting. There's some head movement, just not seeing the ball. And if your head moves in the big leagues right now, I mean, my gosh, 98 is by you in a blink. So, you know, there has to be some adjustments made there. I think he still has an incredibly high ceiling. He's such a gifted athlete. But I also think that these young guys cannot afford any kind of complacency. They have to be – it has to be known that you are competing for a big league job. So next spring, I hope there are other outfielders like Laureano that come in that press and push these young guys to try to get the most out of them and understand, you know, the urgency of consistency at the major league level.
Mike Bordick joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Mike, well, my issue is at first base for next year. You have to get productivity out of that. Mountcastle, likable guy, has the talent. For some reason, we haven't seen it. Mayo, I'm not sure who Mayo is. Do you want to really just roll the dice and go with either of those guys, or is that a position that you need to address in free agency or trade?
Man, I think it's a position you gotta you really have to look at. You got to find the weak spots. Listen, Mayo, everybody was clamoring for give Mayo a leash and let him go. Well, you got a huge leash right there, and it wasn't until the last month of the season. Now, sometimes it may take that long, but I still think, you know, he's got holes. That hitch needs to be managed more. And I know he made strides defensively, but in my opinion, Mayo's a guy, and I hope he has great success with the Orioles, that should be as a trade piece, potentially. You know, a major league trade piece that could help them possibly get that big arm or the closer that they need. And even Mountcastle, as much as I love Mountcastle and think he's just an incredibly athletic first baseman, what the heck happened to his power numbers? I mean, it's really concerning because, you know, when he was a young guy, he was flipping out 30, and you just think, oh, my gosh, the sky is the limit. But, yeah, just offensively not able to find, for one reason or another, and I know there have been a few Oriole players that have run into this inconsistent offensive performance.
Mike, do you have any interest in managing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, listen, man, when Buck Showalter was getting kicked out of town or run out of town, I threw my name in there, and obviously it wasn't taken too seriously. But, yeah, I put my name in, and it was just overlooked and kind of poo-pooed. But managing, coaching, you know, anything, I just feel like there could be an opportunity. And I know you guys might probably think I'm too vanilla to be a manager. But, you know, when you're a baseball guy and you understand the importance of relationships and things, and that's where the game is nowadays.
And you know, coach, and I think you'd be good at it.
Yeah, I don't think that's us. I think it's more of the look from – everybody's always like, we got to get somebody
outside, somebody you don't know. It's always the other guy.
Yeah.
No, I hear you, man. I think what's really important is, you know, like I said, hey, if my name's in there, I still support Manzolito because these players trust him so much. And you bring an old guy, a crusty, salty dude, and I'm not talking about me, that may just communicate differently, you know, with a little edgier voice. You know, nowadays it just doesn't play that way unless you have the ability to adapt and adjust through the game and are able to communicate. Because if a young player shuts you off, you better hold on to your hat because, you know, they have a lot more power, I think, that we realize. So right now all the players have Manzolino's back and great support right there. And that should make, you know, the organization and most organizations, they want continuity. And that kind of breeds success, if you ask me.
I'm not doubting that you could do a good job at it. Just if you got that managerial gut job, some of the debates we had about baseball before really get ugly.
I know, right?
What are you doing? Can you imagine the press conference? Mike, what were you doing? What were you thinking, man?
I mean, come on. Just point down the bench. The bench coach told me to do that, man. It's delegation, brother.
Mike, thanks a lot, my man. Appreciate your time.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
Mike and I had some debates, man. Can you imagine? He gets the managerial job. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting in the press audience shaking my head at him. Rob, what are you shaking your head at? You know why I'm shaking my head. Dumbass decision.
What the hell were you thinking?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.